Edition has arrived. I am your host, Kevin Liger. Thank you for joining us this week. Hey, we got a bunch of stuff going on. We're going to talk with Norman Pullemutter. He is a CPA and author. We've got a book coming out that's pretty cool. It's about eliminating and settling your debts. We're going to talk about Christmas. We're going to talk about holidays and what everybody should be doing, not necessarily what they are doing. You can always send us an email at newsradiomagazine.com. You can always tell us what you think we should be talking about, what we should do. You can access the blog, our townhall.com blog. And you know what? We'd like to welcome to the listenership all of you in Arizona. WGLE joins us. And I want to tell you, I got an email from Jim in Raleigh, North Carolina, asking me about the Town Hall blog. Why don't I write more on there? I am one of those people. I got to tell you, I write very, very little. I don't think I write well. So maybe it's, you know, I don't give myself license to write. I have my opinion. In fact, there's a new feature that we're going to be introducing here probably right after the first. It is going to be called the Editor's Cut of News Radio Magazine, and you're only going to get it online, and that is going to be, I guess you'd call it the raw version of News Radio Magazine's Weekend Edition. It should be a lot more fun, definitely a little more spicy. And it's probably where I go after people a little bit more. I probably have some of those conversations that you want me to have that I'm not always having, as I'm the big, lovable, cuddly person that I am. I'm kind of in mourning today, I got to tell you. I'm in mourning not about somebody passing away, but another erosion has taken place on our rights, yours and mine. And in Washington State here is where I'm talking about. It was Resolution 4204. And 4204 was the supermajority on levies, and it was a call that basically allowed levies to be passed without a majority of 60% of the voters. And the reason that I want to talk about it a tiny bit, I got several emails specifically about this, wondering if it was going to pass. And King 5 is actually reporting, which is a local station for those of you across the country. It's a local station in Washington State, the TV station. They are reporting that it is going to pass and that it is not going to take a supermajority to impose the government's will and levies and taxes on taxpaying citizens. I want to read one of the emails that I got. But before we do that, I want to tell you a tiny bit of background and why I kind of feel the way I feel. And that is, I have a friend of mine who has some property, some raw land, if you will, on Camino Island in Washington State. Quite a bit, several lots, and as we all are experiencing, his property taxes are going up and up and up and up and up and up. And I wouldn't say that the infrastructure that is being taxed is going up and up, but the money being spent is definitely going up and up and up. And he is not a resident of Camino Island, so he is therefore not allowed to vote on levies, which is something interesting. I don't know if you know that, but if you are a landowner and you don't reside where your land is located, or property owner, for that matter, you are not allowed to vote on those levies that you get to pay for, but you get to pay for them. And it's to me, that is taxation without representation in its most basic form. I don't know how that you could call it anything other than that. So I want to get to an email, and here's why. This person sent me an email, did actually a very, very good job in explaining how they felt about this, and they actually were questioning themselves. It says, Kevin, help me here. I'm trying to tell my friends about my vote against 4204, the supermajority. These levy votes are something that affects everyone, not just half the people. I'm having a tough time explaining this. I'm now less likely to vote yes on levies. The system is fraught with inaccuracies and illegal votes. Bad counting, bad everything. Look at our last gubernatorial election. Two yeses, one no. Everyone agrees that there are problems and inaccuracies. I have way more confidence with a supermajority vote. That's Linda from Orcas Island, Washington. Thank you for your email, Linda. You know, Linda's spot on. Linda, I don't think that you're having a problem at all articulating it. I think you were exactly mark on. It is an opportunity for you, the voter, to be more responsible, to be more informed, And also a responsibility is shifted to those who are trying to get something passed, to where their job is now to make sure that you are educated and that 60% of the people that vote are well informed. So I got to tell you, the supermajority, one of the reasons that I liked it was because your voters had to be more engaged, not only just know about the issues and talk about the issues, which is something that happens all the time, but they had to be more engaged, calling in and complaining, writing an email. All that is very, very important and very effective many times with those in the office. However, when it comes to these levies, when it comes to some of these things, you need to be more engaged. Now, I don't want you to think that I am against school, money for schools and monies for teachers and education. I absolutely am for those. I think that the problem that I have is the majority of the time, the money is in the general fund already, and it is not making its way to the classroom. And there is a huge stopper or a vacuum at the top end of the school systems. The problem is that the work that is being done at the bottom end of the school systems by the teachers and by those in schools. Principals, teachers, assistants, office staff, they are the ones that are doing the work. They are not the ones that are spending the majority of the money. The money is not making its way to the students. The money is not making its way to the teachers. That's the problem. And teachers go out and they support these levies because the levies are set aside monies typically for the schools specifically and for specific areas. The money's needed. The reasons that they want to spend it are good, but the problem is nobody wants to talk about where the money that is being collected in your taxes, on your property taxes, is actually going now. Nobody wants to talk about it. I want them to be forced to talk about it. And now that the supermajority has gone down, it is not going to be talked about. It is once again going to just be a simple majority. And anybody that brings up or contradicts and says that they don't want to spend the money on these levies, they are going to be a hate monger and they are not going to be for children's education in our future. And that's just not true. So, Linda, you're doing fine. People need to be more engaged. They need to complain less and be more engaged. I'm sorry, I'm being repetitive. I'm reading another email that I just got in. You know, it's interesting, too. It's when supermajorities are engaged and people are engaged and you have a supermajority, you really do have an idea of what your neighbors are voting for, what the community that you live in actually likes and dislikes. I got to tell you, I think that the majority of things, especially any tax increase, no matter what it is, should be voted on by a supermajority. If that was the case, if government was held accountable for these things and you actually had to vote up or down by a majority of 60%, your taxes would not be anywhere near where they are. And those of you who say that that would be a compromise in the infrastructure, I say no, no. There's plenty of money that is being collected right now for the needs and necessities of those. Remember what they did about 2 years ago with Medic One when they said, we don't have the money, we need to go out for outside resources and impose new taxes? That was a lie. That was not true. And what happened when enough people stood up and got engaged? They found the money. Every time that these guys turn around and they, quote, come up with the resources, you got to ask yourself, what do you mean they came up with it? What kind of managers are they that they don't know where these monies are and that they don't set these basic infrastructural needs as priorities? I got to tell you, most of this is outlined in the Constitution of the state. It tells the government officials what they can and what they cannot tax on, what they should not tax on. What you're needing to do is to get engaged. All right, listen. When we come back, we're going to talk about Thanksgiving and holidays, spending, how people spend money, where they go. Noted author Norman Perlmutter is with us. How to Settle Your Debts. He's got a new book coming out. He's got a new second edition coming out. News Radio Magazine's Weekend Edition. Thank you for sticking around. Back in just a moment. Right after this, don't go away. I'll be right back. We'll be right back.
putting the pieces together on state politics, trying to pry out the perspective you won't find in the mainstream media. Join Tom McCabe and Aaron Shannon every Saturday evening from 7 to 8 for the Political Toolbox. 1 hour of getting the fix on the latest perspective on state politics and current events. That's every Saturday night starting at 7, as Tom McCabe and Aaron Shannon give you the news and views you won't get anywhere else. The Political Toolbox on News Talk 1300 KOL, where your opinion counts.
Choose Pella replacement windows and doors and lower your energy bills without lifting a finger. Call 888-65-PELLA and ask about Pella's Save Your Energy sale. Pella makes having a more beautiful, comfortable, energy-efficient home almost effortless for you. When you choose Pella, you can relax. We'll handle everything start to finish. So call 888-65-PELLA and save during Pella's Save Your Energy sale. Call 888-65-PELLA. Pella. View to be the best.
Creating an architectural plan for your next building project has never been so easy, thanks to Kapler Architects. They've got an online library of home plans to browse through, award-winning plans from over the past 20 years that could be just right for your project. Or you can use their FlexPlan program to customize a plan that fits. Click on KaplerHomePlans.com. That's Kapler with a K and two P's, homeplans.com, and see the hundreds of plans available. Their powerful search engine can help narrow it down to size. Kapler also provides full custom design, site plans, plan coordination, and project feasibility studies. Kapler home plans are signed and stamped ready for Washington State permits. So what are you waiting for? See your next dream home at KaplerHomePlans.com or call them at 800-888-4517.